Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported 8 new cases of COVID-19 in the local jurisdiction for October 15. The health unit is also reporting there are 65 active cases being monitored. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 19 months ago, there have been 2,542 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 2,477 of those cases are now resolved. There are also 1,262 cases that are confirmed or presumed to be positive for variants of concern, an increase of 3 new cases in the past 24 hours. The details were outlined on the PHSD website. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 8 new cases were reported to have occurred in Greater Sudbury. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 4 cases as outbreak association. There were 2 cases related to close contact of confirmed cases, and 3 cases with no known epidemiological link. There was also a decrease of 1 case under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the ages of people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 872 total cases, an increase of 6. The next highest number was 637 cases for the 19 and under age group, no increase. The next highest group number was 609 cases for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 1. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 321 cases total, an increase of 1. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 99 cases, no increase. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 299,620 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 660 in the past 24 hours. With respect to new vaccinations, the health unit reported there are 262,768 total accumulated vaccines given in the local jurisdiction. This also includes 121,282 of those who are fully vaccinated. The health unit has also reported several local outbreaks and several recent exposure risks. The details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, as of October 15, there are 3 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. 1 patient was in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 10 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said none of those 10 patients being tested had been admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 496 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. Also today, the province reported 2 new COVID-19 deaths.